everybody, and welcome back to a new week with Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a Bible reading podcast from Israel. I'm Harriet, and I will be your reader today. And today we have Sunday, the 1st of November, or the 14th of Cheshvan, on the Hebrew calendar. The new parasha this week is called Vayera, and that means He appeared. The portion from the Torah is today Genesis chapter 18, verse 1 through verse 14. Please join me in blessing the Lord for giving us His word before we start reading the scriptures. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Then the Lord appeared to him at Mamre's large trees while he was sitting in the entrance of his tent during the heat of the day. When he lifted up his eyes to see, suddenly three men were standing right by him. When he saw them, he ran from the entrance of his tent to meet them and bowed down to the ground. Then he said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in your eyes, please do not pass by your servant. Please let a little water be brought so you can wash your feet and make yourselves comfortable under the tree. And let me bring a bit of bread so that you can refresh yourselves. Then you can pass on, since you have passed by your servant." They said, "Do just as you have said." So Abraham hurried into the tent to Sarah and said, "Quick, knead three measures of fine flour and prepare bread loaves." Then to the herd, Abraham ran and took a young ox, tender and good, and he gave it to the servant, who prepared it quickly. Then he took butter and milk and a young ox that he had prepared and set it before them. While he was standing by them under the tree, they ate. Then they said to him, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" "There, in the tent," he said. "Then surely," he said, "I will most surely return to you in about a year's time. Surprisingly, Sarah, your wife, will have a son." Sarah was listening at the entrance of the tent, which was behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. Sarah had stopped having the way of women. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, "After I've grown decrepit, can I have desire, and my Lord so old?" Then the Lord said to Abram, "Why is it that Sarah laughed, saying, 'Can I really give birth when I'm so old?' Is anything too difficult for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you in about a year, and Sarah will have a son." And that was Genesis 18, 1 through 14. And a portion from the prophets is today Judges chapter 1. Now it came to pass after the death of Joshua that Bnei Israel inquired of the Lord, saying, "Who will be the first to go up for us against the Canaanites to attack them?" The Lord said, "Judah will go up. Behold, I have given the land into his hand." Judah then said to his brother Simeon, "Come up with me to my allotted territory so that we may fight against the Canaanites, and I also will go with you into your allotted territory." So Simeon went with him. When Judah went up, the Lord delivered the Canaanites and the Perizzites into their hand. They struck down 10,000 of them at Bezek. They found Adoni Bezek in Bezek, engaged him in battle, and defeated the Canaanites and the Perizzites. Though Adoni Bezek fled, they pursued him, caught him, and cut off his thumbs and his big toes. So Adoni Bezek said, 70 kings, having their thumbs and big toes cut off, used to pick up scraps under my table. As I have done, so God has repaid me. They brought him to Jerusalem, and he died there. Then the children of Judah attacked Jerusalem, captured it, struck it with the edge of the sword, and set the city on fire. Afterward, the children of Judah went down to fight against the Canaanites that dwelt in the hill country, in the Negev, and in the lowland. Judah then marched against the Canaanites who dwelt in Hebron. The former name of Hebron was Kiriath Arba, and they defeated Sheshai, Ahiman, and Talmai. From there, Judah marched against the inhabitants of Debir. The former name of Debir was Kiriath Sefer. Caleb said, "Whoever attacks Kiriath Sefer and captures it, to him will I give my daughter Achsa for a wife." So Othniel, son of Kenaz, Caleb's younger kinsman, captured it. So Caleb gave him his daughter Achsa as a wife. Now it came about when she came to him, she had persuaded Othniel to ask her father for a field. When she got off her donkey, Caleb asked her, "What do you need?" "Give me a blessing," she said, "for you have given me land in the Negev. You should also give me springs of water." So Caleb gave her the upper springs and the lower springs. The children of the Kenite, Moses' father-in-law, went up with the children of Judah from the city of Palms to the wilderness of Judah, which is in the Negev of Arad. They went and settled with the people. Then Judah went with his brother Simeon, and they defeated the Canaanites that inhabited Sephath. They utterly destroyed it, and thus the name of the city was called Hormah. Also Judah captured Gaza with its territory, Ashkelon with its territory, and Ekron with its territory. The Lord was with Judah, and he possessed the hill country, but he could not drive out the inhabitants of the valley, because they had iron chariots. Then they gave Hebron to Caleb, as Moses had promised. So he drove out from there the three sons of Anak. But the children of Benjamin did not drive out the Jebusites who inhabited Jerusalem. So the Jebusites continued to live with the children of Benjamin in Jerusalem to this day. Also the house of Joseph marched against Bethel, and the Lord was with them. The house of Joseph sent men to spy out Bethel. The former name of the city was Luz. Now the scouts saw a man coming out from the city, and they said to him, "Please show us the entrance into the city, and we will deal kindly with you." So he showed them the entrance to the city, and they struck the city with the edge of the sword, but they let the man go free with all his family. So the man went into the land of the Hittites, built a city, and named it Luz, which is its name to this day. Manasseh, however, did not drive out the inhabitants of Bethshean and its villages, or Tanakh and its villages, or the inhabitants of Dor and its villages, or the inhabitants of Ibleam and its villages, or the inhabitants of Megiddo and its villages. So the Canaanites resolved to dwell in that land. When Israel became strong, they put the Canaanites to forced labor, but they did not drive them out. Nor did Ephraim drive out the Canaanites who were living in Gezer. So the Canaanites settled in Gezer among them. Nor did Zebulun drive out the inhabitants of Kitron or the inhabitants of Nahalol. So the Canaanites settled among them, but became subject to forced labor. Nor did Asher drive out the inhabitants of Akko or the inhabitants of Zidon, Achlab, Achzib, Helba, Afik, or Rehov, So the Asherites lived among the Canaanites who were dwelling in the land, because they did not drive them out. Nor did Naphtali drive out the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh or the inhabitants of Beth Anath, but lived among the Canaanites dwelling in the land, though the inhabitants of Beth Shemesh and Beth Anath became forced labor for them. But the Amorites forced the children of Dan into the hill country, for they would not let them come down the valley. Also the Amorites persisted in dwelling in Mount Heres, in Ayalon, and in Shaalbim. But when the hand of the house of Joseph prevailed, they became forced labor for them. So the territory of the Amorites ran from the ascent of Akrabim, from the rock, and upward. That was Judges chapter 1. And now we have come to our portion from the writings, and today it is Psalm 26. Vindicate me, Lord, for I have led a blameless life. I have trusted in the Lord and have not faltered. Test me, Lord, and try me. Examine my heart and my mind. For I have always been mindful of your unfailing love, and I have lived in reliance on your faithfulness. I do not sit with the deceitful, nor do I associate with hypocrites. I abhor the assembly of evildoers and refuse to sit with the wicked. I wash my hands in innocence and go about your altar, Lord, proclaiming aloud your praise and telling of all your wonderful deeds. Lord, I love the house where you live, the place where your glory dwells. Do not take away my soul along with sinners, my life with those who are bloodthirsty, in whose hands are wicked schemes, whose right hands are full of bribes. I lead a blameless life. Deliver me and be merciful to me. My feet stand on level ground. In the great congregation, I will praise the Lord. That was Psalm 26. And our final portion for today from the apostles is Matthew chapter 18. At that hour, the disciples came to Yeshua, saying, "Who then is greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" And he called a child to himself, set him in the midst of them, and said, "Amen, I tell you, unless you turn and become like children, you shall never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever then shall humble himself like this child, this one is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who trust in me to stumble, it would be better for him to have a heavy millstone hung around his neck and to be sunk in the depth of the sea. Woe to the world because of snares, for snares must come, but woe to that man through whom the snare comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to stumble, cut it off and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter into life crippled or lame than having two hands and two feet to be thrown into fiery Gehenna. If your eye causes you to stumble, pluck it out and throw it away from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye than having two eyes to be thrown into fiery Gehenna. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven continually see the face of my Father in heaven. What do you think? If a certain man has 100 sheep, and one of them goes astray, won't he leave the 99 on the mountains and go looking for the one that is straying? And if he finds it, amen, I tell you, He rejoices over it more than over the 99 that did not stray. Even so, it is not the will of your Father in heaven that one of these little ones should be lost. Now, if your brother sins against you, go and show him his fault while you're with him alone. If he listens to you, you have won your brother. But if he does not listen, take with you one or two more, so that by the mouth of two or three witnesses every word may stand. But if he refuses to listen to them, tell it to Messiah's community. And if he refuses to listen even to Messiah's community, let him be to you as a pagan and a tax collector. Amen, I tell you. Whatever you forbid on earth will have been forbidden in heaven, and what you permit on earth will have been permitted in heaven. Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth about anything they may ask, it shall be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in their midst. Then Peter came to him and said, Master, how often shall I forgive my brother when he sins against me? Up to seven times? Yeshua said to him, No, not up to seven times, I tell you, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle up, a man was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But since he didn't have the money to repay, his master ordered him to be sold along with his wife and children and all that he had, and payment to be made. Then the slave fell on his knees and begged him, saying, Be patient with me and I'll repay you everything. And the master of that slave, filled with compassion, released him and forgave him the debt. Now that slave went out and found one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And he grabbed him and started choking him, saying, Pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell down and kept begging him, saying, Be patient with me and I will pay you back. Yet he was unwilling. Instead, he went off and threw the man into prison until he paid back all he owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply distressed. They went to their master and reported in detail all that had happened. Then summoning the first slave, his master said to him, You wicked slave, I forgave all that debt because you pleaded with me. Wasn't it necessary for you also to show mercy to your fellow slave, just as I showed mercy to you? Enraged, the master handed him over to the torturers until he paid back all he owed. So also, my heavenly Father will do to you, unless each of you, from your hearts, forgives his brother. That was Matthew chapter 18, and that concludes our reading of scripture from Daily Bread today. If you're reading through the New Testament or the Apostolic Scriptures, you will also be reading 2 John chapter 1 today. This is Harriet with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. I wish you a blessed Shavua Tov. Shalom from Yerushalayim. Until next time.